Yeah, thank you very much, Chatu. So the first, we hope to have a mindful sitting session as the starting point. So may you all find a comfortable position now. And hope maybe Chamila or someone will be ringing the bell at the end of the session. Are you going to ring the bell? Chamila, are you going to ring the bell?
Yeah, I can do that, China, sir.
Right, fine, fine. So you can find a comfortable position. Relax yourself. You can come back to the present moment. Basically, we are now comfortably sitting. You can close your eyes in a very gentle manner. You can keep your hands on the table or maybe on your lap, and the legs are touching the ground, the foot, the soles are touching the ground. You can feel that, and calf muscles are resting, relaxed. And there's the pressure on the buttocks. The weight of the upper half can be felt. They are at the cushion or on the chair. And upper half of the body is straight. Shoulders are resting, relaxed, not forcefully holding. Arms are resting. Your neck straight, head straight. Eyes are gently closed. And we are naturally breathing. Let the body breathe naturally. Relax yourself. So we are trying to come back to ourselves. So being with ourselves, typically our minds are extrovert, always going to something outside. But right now we are trying to collect the mind, coming back home, collecting to our very body. So this body can be used as an anchoring point for the mind. So if you are able to recognize certain feelings, as I mentioned, the soles are touching the ground, maybe the carpet, maybe the floor, maybe the tile. So you can check what is the texture. So calf muscles are resting, relaxed. How you feel it? There's a pressure on the buttocks. Can you recognize that? Then maybe you are leaning onto the chair. Probably you can feel some touching sensation on your back. Your hands are resting, maybe on the table, maybe on the lap. Neck straight, head straight, eyes are gently closed. lips are touching each other. Jaws are not tightly coupled. We are in a very relaxed position, feeling at ease. Finding comfort within the body. All these little irritations, maybe little pains and touching sensations, various vibrations, sensations, all these indicating us that we are very aware, very mindful about the present moment, what is happening in the present moment. So this present moment awareness is not that exciting, not that extraordinary, but it is very natural, very simple, very direct. So because of this simplicity, our minds might not appreciate it. So we have to teach the mind to come back home, to be with the body, to be with these sensations, to be with these feelings, and to appreciate this simplicity, to appreciate this direct experience. Rather than fabricating anything, rather than thinking anything artificial, experience in the way it is, as the way it is, not changing, not formatting, not fabricating, just the way it is. Right now we can hear something. If you open your eyes, you can see something. There might not be any special odors, no special tastes. But the body may have various sensations. So we keep these bodily feelings, sensations, as an anchoring point for the mind. So if your mind wanders towards the past, don't worry, take it back. If your mind projects towards the future, don't worry, don't blame yourself, bring it back. Once you are aware that the mind has drifted from this current position, from this home position, once you know that, you simply have to bring it back and re-establish on the body. So this body is used as the primary object. It's grounding. The body is well grounded now. So the mind also well grounded, well earthed. Yeah, not in the sky, not in the moon, not at any other place, just on the chair. Coming back to this simple present awareness. This solidity, this earth feeling, well ground feeling, the heavy feeling, everything represents that we are fairly made up with earth element. And sometimes the whole body becomes lighter, not heavy, and quite smooth, not tight, but soft. That also represents earth element. So we are feeling this basic, primordial characteristics of this being. Rather than imagining anything, daydreaming anything, simply recognizing this basic characteristics. There may be various movements. The body slightly moves. The tummy slightly moves, rising, falling. There's an airflow happens constantly, in breath, out breath, inhaling, exhaling. So that's movement. And again, the whole body is well collected. It's as a one unit, cohesive. So all these are basic characteristics of elements. And we might feel a little warmer or might feel a little cooler. So that too is an element characteristic. We don't need to read a book to know this. We can simply directly recognize it. Check whether you can connect with this primordial characteristics, not thinking about them, not remembering any theoretical knowledge, rather directly being aware of these characteristics with a very silent mind. Just being with this direct awareness, direct experience. So this helps us to be free from all imaginations, to get out of all daydreaming, fantasizing, rather directly connecting to the present moment, not suppressing it, not fleeing away from it, but to accepting it, connecting it well, with it well. This body belongs to the nature. Now we are connected to the nature. We can hear certain things, we can feel certain things, and we can sense the whole body. The way you feel and the way another one feel might be very similar. We all, as human beings, feel very much the same. The movement, that you feel when your abdomen rising and falling is very similar to someone else's abdomen moving, rising and falling. It's very similar. These characteristics are very common. It is not unique to ourselves. All these internal characteristics are readily available in outside as well. The heat, the cold, stiffness, roughness, heaviness, lightness, softness, all these are readily available outside as well. So therefore, no difference inside and outside. Inside also characteristics, element characteristics. Outside also element characteristics. So we can connect to the whole universe, not confining our awareness to this body. We can connect with the whole universe, all physical world. Completely connecting, no boundaries. So this awareness has no boundaries. So there is no difference between internal elements and external elements. They all are impermanent. They all constantly change. And none of them are under our control. So we recognize this whole characteristics. Being well connected. Again, we can come back to the body. Probably we can feel most prominent sensations, most prominent element characteristics. And we can use one of them to further refine mindfulness. Say, for example, your buttocks are touching the cushion. The chair, you can be aware of that sensation, that stiffness, the heaviness. With a very silent, relaxed mind, nothing big to achieve. Maybe you can aware of how the abdomen moving forward, rising. Again, it is coming back, falling. So this is an element characteristic. There's a movement. Probably you can even feel the heartbeat. Or certain vibrations, or even breathing. All these are direct experiences. we are not imagining, we are not memorizing, we are not thinking, but rather we are directly experiencing. Directly sensing all these things. We can directly know all this. Rather than trapped in this conceptual world, we come back to this reality. And being with this simple awareness, Okay, you can gently